Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. Weekdays on 100.3 FM.
Oh, up the hill, she says, I just can't win for losing.
Yes!
And she lays back down.
Love me some Rob Thomas.
Man, there's so many times I don't know what I'm doing. Like I don't know now.
Good morning and welcome into Mark in the Morning. Andy Chanley, Gina Grad, Jackie Delgado, Danny Mizrahi, Mike Sherry, Dave Biesing, Chick on the Street, and Christian Hand. We are Mark in the Morning.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but
get ready, people. A lot of show. Today is Fresh Breath Day. So we're going to be talking to Freshy, the official mascot.
What a guest.
Yeah. Yeah, it's huge. Freshy.
Busy today.
Popping in here. Dr. Howard Katz. He's going to give us tips.
Harold Katz.
Sorry. No, it's Howard, because that's what I wrote.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I'm going to call
him. People
it.
Call him Harry. Harry Katz.
We're going to have fun with TV themes. Everybody has chosen two of their favorite TV themes. We're going to share those today. Skeeter's going to join us. And the first thing she said, I need more than two. No, two a person. We do that at 7:45. Has everybody chosen?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, as I told you, I spent way too much time. I made a list of about 20. And just now, I changed my mind on one of them.
I knew you were going to do that.
This is like yesterday. I saw somebody posted this on the fan lounge. They were throwing this out, top 10 lists of their favorite themes. So right. This is going to be fun.
We have Jackie's Mexican word of the day. We have that today. Hollywood gossip, the latest right off the tabloids. Hollywood gossip, a rousing round. We talk with Paul Stanley at 8:50.
Wow.
We talk with Sal, the latest in the world of classic rock. So everybody grab a hold of something and get ready.
She says, ooh, I can't take no more. Her tears like diamonds on the floor. And her diamonds bring me down. Cause I can't help her now. She's down in it. She tried her best and now she can't win it.
We will pause for business and get back to content. This is the home of cheap radio comedy. This is Mark in the Morning.
You sexy thing, sexy thing.
Oh, yes. Hot chocolate. Sexy chocolate.
Since you came along.
According to a new study, men become sexiest after the birth of their first baby.
Huh?
Yeah. Researchers found that after men become fathers for the first time, they see women differently. Instead of appreciating the contributions women make in the workplace, they instead start seeing women more as caring mothers and housekeepers.
Huh.
So you know what
Wait
that means,
second.
Andy? Well, you're one sexy bitch.
I'm telling you, dude.
Mark, are you sure it's sexy and not sexist? Because this
sexiest.
Story would make a lot more sense.
Hang on.
They see all women as wives and mothers and
yeah.
Damn, that's sexy.
Spell sexiest.
S-E-X-Y-I-E-S-T. I-E-S-T, Y-E-S-T.
All right,
in the
maybe
of.
Men become sexist.
I knew it.
All right.
Oh, good.
All right. Now knowing that, let me read it again.
Leave the song. Otherwise, I could not figure out that story.
Hey, I read a lot
makes
of stories.
Sense. I'm like, wait, what?
Okay, so according to a new study, men become sexist after the birth of their first baby. Researchers found that after men become fathers for the first time, they see women differently. Instead of appreciating the contributions women make in the workplace, they instead see women more as mothers and housekeepers.
There you go.
That was dangerously close to Will Ferrell on Saturday Night Live doing Jeopardy.
That was great.
Oh, my God.
That was a perfect story to start with.
I'm glad it was early.
I'll take sexism for 500, Alex.
All right, hang on. I got to call Skeeter. She's got to know this because she was asking for more songs. Hang on a second. And then I'll get to Queen. What time is it?
6:09.
6:10, almost.
Hello.
Skeeter.
Yes.
It's Mark.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey.
So, good. In the TV themes thing, Danny said we can do three, not two.
Okay. Can I have one more, though?
No, three.
Are you sure I can't have one more?
No. I tell you what. If we get through everybody and we have time, we'll go back and give you the fourth one.
Okay, great.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're off to a good start today, aren't we?
And this guy just died.
Yeah. I love hot chocolate. I've got hot chocolate's greatest hits.
I love the story. This guy, he was a two-hit wonder, and then he went on to work. Let's just say it was a computer place. And he didn't tell anybody who he was. And then somebody found out, and they had him sing at their Christmas party. I've seen the video. Smoked it. He sounded as good then as he did back in the day.
Wow. They had some really good songs. Everybody's a winner, or everyone's a winner.
Yep.
And that song Emmeline.
Oh, God. Hang on.
I've got it here if you want it.
Hang on.
So good.
I can't wait to hear another hot chocolate song because this is the only one I've ever heard.
No, I played this for you before and you said it was your new stripping song.
Oh, perfect. So far, I think I'm right.
Everyone's a winner.
No, I love this. Can't forget that part.
All right, we got to stop this. I'm going to get late. Let's play some songs. Then we're going to have Sal, and then we're going to hear that Emmeline. I love Emmeline. Stay where you are. Here's Queen on Mark in the Morning. That's Queen, and we're Mark in the Morning, and we're going to hell fast. Been on the air 16 minutes, can't get anything right. Let's see if Sal can hear us. Sal, good morning.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Perfect. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Woo. Since we engaged the button.
Munsters and Batman.
No. You have to wait until 7:50.
But I'm not going to be. You don't contact me for anything.
So. Well, then maybe I'll start because the TV themes is good. But you've already told us what they are. You ruined the whole thing, Sal.
I did ruin it. I just gave you my two favorites.
Hey, did you get Linda's text? We're going to be in New York soon and we're going to have lunch with you.
I responded, I'm going to be in North Carolina soon, and I'm planning not to call you.
Wow, zing!
No, I'm joking.
See you at the premiere.
And just so you know that I actually become sexy after reading classic rock news.
I wish. I'm not a big fan of Bruce, but I love this song.
Maybe once I thought I knew everything I needed to know about you.
Yeah, 13 years old this song is already. Time goes by fast.
Wow.
Anyway, Springsteen fans, listen up. He'll be on the Daily Show. It's the final episode of the Daily Show with Jon Stewart as the host. That is tonight on Comedy Central. Springsteen will be making an appearance. There is talk that it will be a full performance with the E Street Band.
Wow.
Of course, Jon Stewart and Springsteen are longtime friends. They have worked together on many occasions, most notably at the Stand Up for Heroes benefit every November here in New York City. And Stewart, of course, hosted the Music Cast tribute to Springsteen in 2013 out there in L.A. So Comedy Central tonight at 11. I believe that's also Pacific time. I know it is here in the East.
I just love the way Sal says Daily Show. Like there's going to be cold cuts there.
Yeah, there is.
New Yorker thing.
Boar's Head. Right, well, we've been hearing about this album now for 3 years. We're talking about Alice Cooper and his tribute album. It is a collection of cover songs that is named Hollywood Vampires. And Hollywood Vampires was the name of the drinking club that he was a member of in the early 70s there at the Roxy in West Hollywood. Most notable members, John Lennon, Harry Nilsson, Keith Moon, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix. You can see where I'm going with this. They're all no longer here. About the only one who are still alive are Mickey Dolenz and Bernie Taupin, along with Alice Cooper. And Cooper says to join the club, one simply had to outdrink all the other members.
Oh,
so he's decided to go back and revisit and pay tribute to these artists by re-recording some of their songs. He does The Who's My Generation, The Doors, Break On Through, John Lennon's Cold Turkey. He also does some songs that were popular at the time, and one of them is by Badfinger, Come and Get It, which was written by Paul McCartney. And when I spoke to Paul a couple of months ago, he talked about the session that he had with Alice Cooper and Joe Perry.
Basically, it was a project to do with the fact that in the old days in L.A., Alice had been part of a group called the Hollywood Vampires. And he was like, basically, it was all the crazy guys. So it was like a drinking club. You know, everyone kind of overdid it and then either had to die or give up drinking. And both happened.
And the album will be out on September 11th and also features appearances by Joe Walsh, Brian Johnson of AC/DC, Slash, Robbie Krieger, Dave Grohl, Zach Starkey, and a few others.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool.
And perhaps there are people who are getting a bit mad with Keith Richards. He has said something.
This.
Yeah, I think, you know, and kudos to him. I think there are a lot of people who perhaps feel this, but maybe never wanted to say it. But he is not a fan of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. Now, this album has been called, you know, it's won numerous best album polls, and some people say it's the greatest album ever made. I am not one of those folks. As much as I love the Beatles, I do not feel it's their best album. And
really?
Neither does,
come on, A Day in the Life and She's Leaving Home?
Benefit of Mr. Kite.
Great songs on there, no doubt. I just don't feel that, to me, it's, to my opinion, not their best.
Then why did the Rolling Stones copy the Beatles and start doing the whole circus thing after they did this?
Yes, but I'm going to tell you now what he said about that. Yeah, and of course, you could also be referring to their Satanic Majesty's Request, which many people say was just very similar to Sgt. Pepper. Well, anyway, Keith says, some people think it's a genius album, but I think it's a mishmash of rubbish, kind of like the Stones when we did their Satanic Majesty's Request.
All right.
You can make a load of crap, and so can we.
He's even-handed about it. All right, we're good.
Exactly right, exactly right. So, yeah.
This man works for the premier radio news and prep. We call him friend, and sadly, Sal lost a family member last week and could not make the Orange County thing and said, Sal, really sorry about that.
Yeah, thanks, Whitey. That's my the nickname I had for my mother-in-law. She had white hair, and yeah, she left us, and it's sad, you know, life will go on. But she was a fan. She loved rock and roll, and she got a kick out of what I did, and I used to take her to concerts, and so, yeah. I'll miss her, but thank you very much for saying that. Yeah, thanks, guys. And, yeah, Mark, I will be in town on the 21st, although I actually may be in North Carolina sometime over the next 2 weeks, and if I am, I plan to come to Charlotte. I'll let you know.
Excellent. You can come do the show here.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. All right, Sal, have a great week.
All right. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. All right, in just a minute, we're going to have a rousing round of Mike TV. Gina's going to trend. We're 20 minutes away from Andy's Capsule, and today is Fresh Breath Day. I'm going to shove a couple of facts about how you can make your breath a lot fresher. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah. So, as Sal mentioned, Louis C.K. or Jon Stewart's last show is tonight. And he had Louis C.K. on last night, his last official guest. And him and Louis C.K. and Jon Stewart are really good friends, so it was natural that he was on. And so they start talking about Trevor Noah, who's taking over for the show. And then, of course, Louis had to... Jon got emotional, and Louis had to, like, bring him back to reality. Go for it.
What's exciting to me about Trevor being able to do this is it gives people who like this show a chance to fall in love again.
Yeah, just see what else, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, because falling in love starts with who the is this? That's
yes.
That's where love,
right.
Yes. That's it's, the first it's, step it's, towards love.
Literally, and love in a late night show is like, because you're already in bed.
Yeah, exactly.
So the new guy walks in and it really is going to be like, you know, I really did think like I love John, but like, I guess more as a friend.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
Like, I want to Trevor show.
Yeah.
That right. kind of thing.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's. I think it's going to invigorate all of our relationships.
But I got to tell you, I mean, I'm really amazed by what you did here. It's really impressive that you did this show for this long and it kept it this good for this long.
Wow.
And you stayed with the world's events and you were a voice of reason and you were funny. It's really like one of the great comedy accomplishments of all time that you did.
Very nice. You know, here's the thing. I will almost always uncomfortably deflate.
Yeah.
But when it's somebody that I love, that I respect, who says it, it means the world. So thank you.
People are throwing up right now.
And as I saw mentioned again, Bruce Springsteen will be on tonight for the very last show. And it's going to go long, so set your DVRs, they say, to 11:52.
Oh.
So, yeah. So there you go. There's your Mike TV.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Danny's energy level is at about a 1 today.
Oh, come on.
So let me make a note.
Kiss my ass.
Oh, man. He's salty.
Showing some signs of life, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm writing a note.
Come on, man.
Kill Danny. Okay, we're good.
All right. Ooh, here we go. Shiny bright smiles. Whoa. Ooh, take it away, Kathy.
Oh, I'm brushing my teeth on top.
It is Fresh Breath Day. Here are 2 tips out of 10 as to how you can keep your breath fresh.
Oh, good.
Brush your teeth and tongue twice a day to banish bad breath. While you're brushing your teeth with a fluoride toothpaste, brush your tongue, especially the back of the tongue.
No.
Brushing your tongue will remove smelly bacteria that causes bad breath. One study found that by brushing the tongue in the back, volunteers reduce their bad breath by 70%.
I do it.
Does anyone have a tongue scraper?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't. Do you?
I did, but I can't do it without feeling I'm going to gag.
Yeah. Mm. I can't. You're able to, Jackie?
Yeah, it almost feels like you're shaving your tongue.
Yeah.
Weird. I can't stick the toothbrush. I try to, but I can't put it back there too far because I heave.
Nope. Me too, but it's got to get done.
I'm surprised.
And
that
number 2, floss once a day for fresh breath. Flossing is a must do.
Oh, Mikey loves flossing.
Yeah, I hate it.
Flossing gets out hidden food particles and removes plaque, a coating of bacteria that forms around the tooth. Flossing also helps prevent periodontal disease, another common cause of bad breath. Let's find out what's trending. Here is Miss Grad.
Rapper Nicki Minaj is getting her own video game. Yeah. Singer Mariah.
If I saw her one more time, and I didn't watch American Idol, but she would take her pinky finger with the long fingernail and she would just use it to move her hair ever so slightly. I just can't stand her.
Oh my God. I've seen her perform a couple of times. And I never need to see it again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Haters. Singer Mariah Carey received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday, making her the 2,556th person to receive a star on the Boulevard. And here's what's trending in sports. The Dodgers currently owe $87.5 million to players who have been traded, released, and otherwise removed from the roster. Jeez. So they're playing them not to play for the Dodgers. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, we have some more fresh breath fun facts. But first, a little Rush. This is Mark in the Morning.
Hi, Brad. You know how cute I always thought you were.
According to a new survey, more people would rather have nude photographs of them leak onto the internet as opposed to their financial information.
Oh my God. That just goes to how screwed everybody is.
77% of people surveyed by MasterCard admitted to being worried about the security of their financial information, compared to 55% who say they're concerned about leaked nude photos of themselves.
Wow.
I don't think I'd mind. I look okay.
Well, I think you can shade this story a different way. More people have their financial information out there floating around than people who have nude photos of themselves.
But just hypothetically, which one would you rather have everyone see? And they're saying show me naked before you show my FICO score. That's very telling.
Yeah, I would rather have my...
junk?
Yeah, because I don't want anybody to have my financial information. I'm kind of proud. In fact, let me show it to you.
Oh, God.
What, your financial information? Please, please, your FICO.
Nobody
I want
wants
your FICO.
To see your 670.
No! Hang on.
Oh.
Oh, God, I hate
Andy.
How he does this.
Andy, look.
Nope.
Nope, he
look.
Did it. He
nope.
did it. He
Andy,
did it.
Look.
Yep.
See?
There it is.
Hey.
There's little Lenny Kravitz.
Wow. It's pierced. I did not expect that.
Neither did I.
Nice.
A group of kids in Portland, Oregon walked to a friend's house and brought along an interesting toy they had just found, a military-grade mortar shell.
Oof.
Portland cops say the boys found the foot-long, undetonated torpedo in a wildlife refuge and walked it to a buddy's house. When they arrived, a parent saw what they had and called the cops, who immediately evacuated the neighborhood. A bomb disposal team was dispatched to deactivate the explosive safely.
Wait, torpedo?
Yeah, a mortar shell.
Oh, okay.
Probably about 3 feet long.
Holy
Good
cow.
God.
Yeah.
How is it that can even be available?
It's shocking. Well, you remember in the 1990 when they were getting ready to do the wall at the Berlin Wall, mm-hmm. and the workers found an unexploded shell from World War II in there,
Oy.
And they had to, you know, obviously clear the area away from that. But there's probably still hundreds of those all around Europe.
Never good.
Nope.
Just never good. Okay, the capsule is just around the corner. It is fresh breath today. We talk with Paul Stanley. We have Hollywood gossip. We're packed with crap. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a P.Y.T.
Here's something I bet you didn't know. Michael Jackson wanted to be in Star Wars.
What?
A source says he wanted to play the annoyingly unpopular Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, my God.
Lucas explained that Michael wanted to do the part, but thought that it could be done with prosthetics and makeup just like he did in Thriller. George wanted to do it in CGI. Ultimately, though, Michael would have been bigger than the movie, and George didn't want that.
Well, in retrospect, I wonder if he would have wanted to end up being the most hated character in all of Star Wars history.
Man, that was crap.
I don't even remember him.
He
was a step and fetch it. It was a lizard-shaped step and fetch it.
Human-sized lizard with dreadlocks. It was just a mess.
Yeah, I'm talking about the whole movie. I just don't. Like, obviously, the first one, and Matt says Empire Strikes Back is the best one. But I just don't kind of remember those other ones.
You mean the whole series you don't remember?
I remember the first movie and the second movie. After that, it just kind of all ran together.
So you tuned out at the Ewoks, basically.
Yes.
Got it.
I thought they were silly.
Yeah.
I think the new one's going to be good. I think it stands a chance of being amazing.
The Force Awakens.
With J.J. Abrams directing, Star Wars geeks are not ready for how good this is going to be. Because George Lucas is a fantastic storyteller, a writer, garbage as a director. Absolute crap. Because and you can see it, Samuel L. Jackson, who again can't act anyway, was embarrassing in those movies. Because George doesn't direct anybody. He's too busy figuring out CG. Mm. He gives no notes to actors when they're shooting.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, he used to be great, like American Graffiti and the first Star Wars. I thought he did an amazing job of storytelling with that.
He directed American Graffiti?
Yeah,
he wrote it.
Really?
Yeah.
Strange.
But American Graffiti, which is a classic, had no CG. Maybe he was focused on the acting at that point.
Because
and they had great actors top to bottom.
Oh,
Richard Dreyfuss was unbelievable in that movie. In fact, I've got to re-see that. Okay, here's crazy. A famous sushi chef once said that the reason that women cannot be sushi chefs is because...
Easy for you to say.
I talk for a living. Good morning. They can't be chefs because they have periods.
What?
What
in a 2011
saying?
Interview, the Wall Street Journals, the son of one big chef, the subject of a popular documentary.
Giro.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the documentary Giro Dreams of Sushi. It's an amazing documentary.
He said he had this to say when asked why there were no female chefs at his father's famous restaurant. The reason is because women menstruate. To be a professional means to have a steady taste in your food. But because of the menstrual cycle, women have an imbalance in their taste, and that is why women cannot be sushi chefs.
They won't be able to tell when the fish is bad? That's really racist or sexist.
It's science, man.
That's really sexy, is what I mean to say.
Now, do you guys eat sushi?
It's my favorite food.
Nothing
I think it's
raw
a lot of our
me.
Favorite food.
Nothing raw. Can't do it.
There's a place down the street here called Starfish Sushi. Starfish Sushi? Mm-hmm. Starfish Sushi. Could you please, just for my entertainment, Mark, say Starfish Sushi Chef?
Starfish Sushi Chef.
No.
Starfish Sushi Chef. Starfish.
Three times fast.
Nope. Because I'll wind up cussing and then you'll delay me. All right, it's Fresh Breath Day, people. Two more tips on how to get rid of bad breath. Gargle with peroxide to fight halitosis. An antimicrobial mouthwash is important if you have a problem with excess plaque. The oxygen in the hydrogen peroxide kills mouth bacteria that causes bad breath. Next, use a fluoride mouth rinse for sweeter breath. Not only do decayed teeth hurt, they have an awful odor. Tooth decay can be prevented with fluoride toothpaste and proper dental care.
I can't take this show serious.
Check the style.
Now,
Barney.
Mouthwash.
Barney.
I know.
You're more apt to listen to this.
I just can't take it serious, you guys. Like, what the...
This is what was funny to me. We talked to Barney one day, and it was Eric, obviously, Jackie is apparently a big Barney fan. She was on the phone, because Eric calls 5 minutes before we do it, and I guess he was talking like Barney when she answered the phone. She was in there just grinning ear to ear.
Starstruck by Barney.
She was going, I love you, Barney.
I'm telling you guys, I was baby bop 1 year. I love Barney. I love it.
I'm not going to be here and try and sum.
Oh, Mikey's already played that, so forget that.
What's going on?
We're going to hell. I'm telling you, I have no control of this, and it's just the wheel is coming off. But what do? We keep fighting the good fight. All right, now this is Nick Jonas. Reportedly, he has landed himself another high-profile girlfriend, this time Kendall Jenner.
Oy vey.
A source close to the Kardashian clan tells the magazine Nick was single and looking to date, and there was an obvious attraction. He absolutely thinks she is smoking hot.
Wait, is she the supermodel one, or is she the other one? Kendall's the model. Yeah. Kylie's the little
the
mini
17-year-old. Yeah.
I can never keep up with any of them.
You can't keep
idea.
Up with the Kardashians?
I don't watch it. I don't care.
I found a way to get by that. I've never tried.
Mm. It's just not something I'm interested in seeing. Oh, did you hear? Maybe it was Gina that said this yesterday. Caitlin, the reality show. Lost half its audience on the second week.
Well, I was definitely one of them. I mean, people wanted to see the premiere just to check out what the vibe was, and we all saw it, and that's great, and now we're done.
I think it's maybe a good thing for society that we've seen it, and we can all move along now.
It's not a carnival act. It's not a freak show. It's just a lovely woman doing her thing, and now we can move on.
I want to say this real quickly, because I read this morning right before the show that Keurig, which, by the way, it changed my life, Keurig. Because I went, you know, I had to make a pot of coffee in the morning before I'd go to Mark and Brian. Mm-hmm. And then I'd take a nap and make another pot of coffee to wake up after that. So then they come up with this thing where you put a little plastic cup. It makes one cup. Just changed it for me. Mm-hmm. So then they came out with the 2.0 or whatever it is. And it was crap. We had to buy two of them. And they stopped working after a month. Mm-hmm. They lost like 30% of their stock dropped. And I think it's because this 2.0 is just garbage.
You know what you need?
What's that?
You need me to hand roast some quality coffee I'll bring some with me when I come to North Carolina for the for the game.
No.
I'll brew you up a
you
nice pot of.
I want some, Andy.
You're turning down a gift of something handmade from my heart.
Yes.
That hurts.
Because I now, Skeeter went out and bought a Cuisinart coffee maker with the little cup. Works. All it does is make great coffee.
No. So
I'm just saying. That's if not, you're having,
that's all I do that's is make great coffee.
If you're having trouble with your Keurig like we did, try the Cuisinart. Works like a charm, and this is not a commercial. All right. Let's take both these feet, jump them right into Andrew's classic rock time capsule. It's on you now, Andy.
It's time to open Andy's classic rock time capsule.
You're an ungrateful bastard. All right, classic rock time capsule, Thursday, August the 6th, 2015. I mentioned this a few months back, so I'm going to test your listening comprehension now. Today, in 1973, Steveland Hardaway Judkins is just 23 years old. You know him as Stevie Wonder. And Stevie is badly injured in a car crash, claims his sense of what? Hearing? His sense of touch? His sense of smell? Sense of balance? Or sense of humor? What is it? You pick, and I'll tell you the answer here at the end.
Wait, oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Bozeman. Wait, wait, hey, 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 Mr. Bozeman.
Today in 1960, the Beatles go shopping for a drummer. They've got gigs lined up in Hamburg, so they hire Pete Best to come and join them. He stays with the band for almost 2 years. Now, here's some deep, deep trivia. What band does Pete Best quit to join the Beatles? Band called the Blackjacks. Wow, your friends around the water cooler with that bit of trivia today. This is the day in 1989 that YouTube bassist Adam Clayton is pinched for pot. He's in Dublin, and he's arrested for possession and intent to distribute. Must have had a gunny sack of it. But his conviction set aside when he makes a $40,000 donation to the Dublin's Women's Aid Center. That's convenient. Let's see. Today in 1996, Motley Crue was playing a show in my home state of Indiana. Band goes on 3 hours late. And when Vince Neil takes the stage, he leaves after just three songs. Why? Exhaustion? Illness? Well, Vince says he's not well, but the real reason is that, quote, the audience is a bunch of rednecks that don't appreciate his rare talent, his deft rendering of the vocal arts. No refunds are given, but middle fingers are. Police can hardly stave off the 500 irate ticket-buying fans who want to throttle Vince and his crew. And that same day, 1996, the Ramones play their last live show here in Hollywood at the Palace. Lemmy of Motorhead shows up. Eddie Vedder and Chris Cornell, they all join the band on stage for their 2,263rd and final show. Okay, so today, 1973, Stevie Wonder, in a car crash, claims his sense of hearing, touch, smell, balance, or humor. What is it, Gina?
Let's go balance.
All right, Mark?
Yeah, that was where I was going. I'll just say touch.
Smell.
Huh.
Stevie's being driven to a show in North Carolina when his driver crushes into a logging truck. He's in a coma for 4 days, temporarily loses his sense of taste, but permanently loses his sense of smell. How weird is that? At one point, Stevie Wonder down to just the two senses of touch and hearing.
Wow.
And if we all used the five senses we have the way Stevie uses three now, how nutty would that be?
And when you lose your sense of smell, you can't taste food.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy, isn't it? And how nutty is it that this is the day in 1999 that M. Night Shyamalan comes out with The Sixth Sense?
That first movie was complete genius. Everything else he has made is complete garbage. Unwatchable crap.
Thanks for that.
You bet.
And it has nothing to do with Stevie Wonder, but this does. I'm going to let him play us out on the Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Listen to this. Let that wash over you, bitch.
You're listening to Mark in the morning. You're still ungrateful.
You may ask me how I know.
Let us pray.
My Lord is real.
Sweet Lord baby Jesus. The 6 o'clock hour was unlistenable.
Is this a do-over?
I can't speak the frickin' English language. I keep hitting the wrong tiles. I need you to help me with the 7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour.
You need a miracle.
What do you think the highlight of the 6 o'clock hour was? For me, it was when you confused sexism and sexiness.
Right out of the gate.
Excuse me, I'm in the middle of a prayer.
He's asking for a miracle.
Sweet Lord, baby Jesus, I need your forgiveness because I'm going to kill Danny. And I'm thinking about bitch slapping Andy. What? He apologizes, sweet Lord, baby Jesus. Answer me why Jackie's even here. And one more thing, can you work it out to where Mikey stops staring at me? In your name we pray. Amen. All right, today, this hour, it is Fresh Breath Day. We speak with Freshy. I have on this day in history, Jackie's got the Mexican word of the day. And at 7:45, everybody joins hands together as we share with you our favorite TV themes. We each get three. So get ready for the 7 o'clock hour. I've prayed. It's going to rock. Promises. Here's Urgent. This is Foreigner on Mark in the Morning.
You may ask me how I know.
One more thing, sweet Lord, baby Jesus. When Skeeter comes down here for the TV themes, could you work it out to where she's topless? Been married to her 33 years, and I still like looking at him.
And could you guys trade seats?
Amen. Well, as I told you, it is Fresh Breath Day, and we are now joined by the official mascot of Fresh Breath. Please welcome Freshy.
Oh, Mark. Mark, please, can you turn that music off? Some of us are still recovering from partying last night. That was too much. I heard you guys had a rapper in here yesterday, right?
We did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Well, I don't rap, so sit down. Shut up. Listen to some freshy fun facts. Did you know that if you floss, you miss cleaning 40% of your... Do you know that if you don't floss, you miss cleaning 40% of your tooth surface? So make sure you floss and brush twice a day, you ingrates. And did you know that an average American spends 38.5 total days brushing their teeth over a lifetime? Get a hobby, idiots. All right, I got to go. Freshy out.
See you, Freshy. Take care.
Cornflake presents Cornelius Rooster.
You happy now, Danny? I did that for you. Danny begged for Freshy.
So it's on Danny.
Yep.
Another food company is phasing out artificial ingredients. This time it is cereal maker Kellogg's. Company president Paul Norman said the century-old food maker will be all natural by 2018.
Really? No GMOs?
That's what they're saying. Does it take so long? Why does it take 3 years? Why can't you do it today?
Well, do you want me to get on my hippie high horse?
Sure.
Because Monsanto has stranglehold on farmers all across the world, and they have to grow. They can't shift from one seed to another because the seeds are patented and la, 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 la. And the seeds are engineered so that they withstand more pesticides, and so they can sell more pesticides from Monsanto and so forth. La, 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 la. And you end up getting GMOs in all the food, and it's expensive because it's hard to become an organic farmer and la-da-la-da-la-da-la-da-la. But that's the reason why it takes a long time to do it. And it's probably more expensive to do the right thing.
Yeah. All right, question for everybody. You're plastered. You're about to go to bed, and you're going to have a bowl of cereal. You can have any cereal you want. Where are you going?
Mm. Any cereal. Past or present.
Any cereal you want.
Man, I don't know if I wouldn't just go for some... Captain Crunch, Crunchberry.
Oh, that's so good. See, I was trying to think of the dirtiest, sluttiest, least nutritious thing I could. I think I would go with Cocoa Pebbles.
Mm. Wow. Okay. It's pure and simple Frosted Flakes for me.
Really?
It's just perfection. Yeah, love them.
Right.
Love them.
I like...
Danny?
I like Cranberry Almond Crunch.
What's
that? You guys know what that is?
Hoity-toity.
Yeah, it's delicious. It's got cranberry. It's got almonds. It's got crunch.
And delicious. Jackie, where are you going?
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Oh, that's delicious. I want to change to that one.
I love that crap too much.
The blue.
We are just around the corner from On This Day in History. Jackie's got the Mexican word of the day, and everybody's got their three favorite TV themes. It's all coming up here on Mark in the Morning. When the Eagles are awarded the Kennedy Center honors in December, only Don Henley, Glenn Frey, Joe Walsh, and Timothy B. Schmidt will be recognized. This has led to a petition on change.org to ask the Kennedy Center to honor founding members Bernie Leadon and Randy Meisner, along with Don Felder, who joined in 1974.
The guy who wrote this song right here.
Don Felder?
Don Felder. Well, he wrote the guitar part anyway, the music of it.
So those three names were heavy enough with the Eagles honored?
The other two, Bernie Leadon and Randy Meisner, founding members of it. And then Don Felder, he and Glenn Frey, oil and water, they don't get along. And we talked about that last week in the time capsule. And then in the early 90s, mid-90s, Don wrote a tell-all about what it's like to be in a band with Glenn Frey. And they're never going to be in the same room together, ever.
All right, On This Day in History is going to be enjoyed right after we enjoy some Journey. I'm asking you, don't stop believing. If you got a question or a comment, it's 888-696-1003. This is the home of cheap, cheap radio comedy. This is Mark in the Morning.
History. That happened, and we all let it happen.
What do you want me to do, draw you a diagram? Look, when you went into the bedroom, I ran over here, I opened the closet.
It was on this day that TV legend Lucille Ball was born in 1911. Question. Lucy was the first star to appear on a show while smoking in a bathing suit, pregnant.
Well, I think pregnant.
It is pregnant. What was the title of the last Lucy sitcom to air? Here's Lucy, Life with Lucy, Lucy's House.
Here's Lucy?
Life with Lucy.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Lucy did this more than any other woman. Appeared on the cover of TV Guide, won Emmy Awards, appeared on The Tonight Show.
I'm going to say TV Guide.
I'll say Tonight Show.
It is TV Guide. And it was on this day back in 1971, Procol Harum records a concert for the Edmonton Symphony in Canada. Portions are released as Procol Harum Live in Concert, which will yield the surprise hit Conquistador.
Conquistador.
We skip the life and lango. Turn cartwheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick. But the crowd called out for more.
Help! I need somebody.
Help!
Not just anybody.
Help!
You know I need someone.
Help!
It was on this day back in 1965, the Beatles released the album Help.
I never needed anybody's help in any way.
On this day in 1952, Mad Magazine is published for the first time. And it was on this day in 1945, the U.S. drops an atomic bomb on Hiroshima.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
It was on this day back in 1981, the Cars released Candy-O, and it was certified platinum. Sorry about the transition. It was on this day back in 2012, composer-pianist Marvin Hamlisch passed away from a brief illness. He was 68. He is one of the rare artists to win an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
EGOT!
Yep. Hurry up, Barbara. I always say, you never know. There's two dates in your life, the day you're born and the day you're going to die. Walking around New York City, great director John Hughes of 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, The Breakfast Club, died of a heart attack at 59.
Yeah.
just walking around.
Yeah. What year was that?
19. I've already dropped it. I think it was 2012. Does that make sense?
A couple years ago, yeah. Inside and out and
love strange, surreal and dark. It was on this day back in 1890. William Kemmler, a convicted murderer, became the first person in the world to be executed in the electric chair. The day before, the chair was successfully tested on a horse.
Oh, God.
Yeah, isn't that terrible?
Wow. Horrible. Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really
want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. And it was on this day that Jerry Halliwell was born. She is 43 years of age. I wanna really, really, really wanna sing and sing. If
you want my future, forget my past. There's a reason this is a hit.
When the kids were young, Linda and I would swap off going to concerts that we didn't want to go to.
Uh-huh.
Linda took the first hit. She took the kids to the Hollywood Bowl to see Hanson.
Oh, heck yeah.
Awesome.
And then I had to go to the Forum for this crap.
Yeah, oh, it's so good. If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you want to be my lover, you have
I would rather lose a finger.
No.
And go to this show.
Hey, this so good. Is. This was a hit.
Yeah.
And you can choose the finger. Now
you know how I feel. All right, Gina's going to trend in just a minute. Jackie has the Mexican word of the day. That's in about 10 minutes. And then we all at 7:45 will join together. We each get three of our favorite TV themes of all time. So tell me what you want, what you
really, really want. I really want to zig and zig.
Business and back. This is Mark in the Morning. All right, let's go to the phones. Ron has called us from Tustin. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
How are you?
Calling with your traffic update in the morning.
What is it?
Don't get on the 91.
Yes, bad sig alert, right, my friend?
That's right.
Yeah.
But isn't it that way every day?
No, there's pockets. Yeah. In the morning, I left at 4 in the morning, sat in traffic for 2 hours.
You live in Los Angeles.
I live in Riverside.
So Ron, listen, as much as I'm enjoying talking about the traffic, which is killer good, how else can I help you?
I got a joke for you.
Okay.
That, why did the chicken cross 91?
I don't know why.
He still hasn't.
Oh, God, Ron.
I told you to Google something, Ron. You can't just give away these tickets.
Wait, you're calling for tickets?
I'm calling for tickets because I need some relief.
Let's take a vote. I know which way Jackie's voting.
Let me get this straight. So you called up and because you're in traffic and you bitched about that, and then you tell a joke that was so not funny, it's awful, and you're on the air. And so you want me to give you tickets to what?
The Gilmore Show.
It's not happening. It's not happening.
Please.
No, it's not happening.
That's the only thing I would love to see.
Well, listen, I know that you would, and that's great. And I really hate to get rid of the phone call because I'm enjoying your energy.
Yeah.
But, so clown-like.
But you're going to have to come up with something. I'm not saying I won't give them to you, but not for this. You got to come up with something better. And drink a cup of coffee before you call.
Okay. How about, I dropped the bomb. I dropped the bomb on Hiroshima.
Oh,
I dropped
God.
The bomb on my girlfriend, Japanese. We broke up.
Mark, we got to get off this call.
No. Wow. We need a new call screener.
So, Ron, come up with something better. And next time, don't bring up the girlfriend or Hiroshima. Just tell the joke or whatever it is you do, and maybe I'll give you some tickets.
Less but offensive, more funny.
Yeah, it's just not going to work today, Ron. Sorry about the traffic.
Damn it.
I'm just not going to sit here with this any longer. It's painful. We're now returning to the 6 o'clock hour. All right. We're going to run. No.
Is this really on the air? Are we really broadcasting this?
Yes. Okay. Sadly, yes, we are. Let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina.
I can't do this first. All right, pull it together, grad. Well, as Mark mentioned, today marks the 70th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Former President George W. Bush got picked and showed up for jury duty in Dallas yesterday. He didn't have to serve, but he did have to show up. And the Republican debates will take place tonight on Fox with Donald Trump at center stage. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, the team gives you our favorite TV show themes of all time. But first, Born to be Wild. This is Mark in the Morning.
Steppenwolf, good stuff. But this is better. It is time now for Jackie's Word of the Day.
All right, so the first word I have on this list for Jackie is library.
Okay. I can always tell when my son isn't telling the truth. He doesn't lie very good.
The next word, deliver.
The doctor told me to cut back on the tequila because it's bad on deliver.
Ice chest.
Don't get mad at me, okay, Ese? I's just playing with you.
And finally, jalapeno.
Mama so nosy, she's always jalapeno business.
Gracias.
I love those too much. All right. For Dave, because he's back from vacation, I'm going to get this fourth song in, and then we're going to come back and kick into some TV themes. Give me a woman. Make her talk sweet. This is Jeff Lynn and the Boys. Our phone number is 888-696-1003. Andy had a really fun idea yesterday. Coming up with your favorite TV themes. They're universal. Everybody likes TV themes. And so, and everybody has their favorites. So
this is going to be so good.
We have each picked three.
And credit where it's due. This was on the fan lounge, the Mark in the Morning fan lounge. Somebody was doing this yesterday.
Cool. All right. So who wants to go first? We each have three. Skeeter has chosen four if we have time. We'll come back. Who wants to go first? Andy, you go first.
Okay, I'll go first. You have everything ready to roll in there?
I do. Are you going from one to three?
I forget what the... Yeah, let's go one to three.
One to three. Here we go.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
You are full up, my friend. I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
Rockford Files, Mike Post.
So good.
You can't touch this.
Who is this?
Rockford Files, James Garner.
Garner.
Oh, and that car he had?
It was a great show.
That brown, was a Firebird? Bitchin'
Andy, there's eight of us.
Sorry, I'm just talking.
All right.
Are we going around robin, or am I doing all three?
Go ahead and burn your three.
All right, hit the second.
Oh, sure.
The original. Hawaii 5-0 Ventures.
Observation, if you're watching an old Hawaii 5-0, they had to shoot them so quick. You can actually see the reflector board on the suits of the actors.
Really?
It's so bad.
That's
you got to check it out.
It's so good.
And right. My number three.
Here you go.
Conk a ka chonk a conk conk a conk man. And I mean that. Sammy Davis Jr. Don't
go to bed. No price on your head.
Beretta. Featuring Robert Blake. Don't do the crime if you
can't do the time. Is that
don't
Sammy Davis Jr.?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I'll be good. All right. Jackie, you're on the board.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Here you go, Jackie.
This is going to be good.
Here's her number one.
Yes!
Thank you for being a friend.
The Golden Girls raised me.
Andrew Gold? Is that right?
He wrote it.
I love the Golden Girls.
You're a pal and a confidant. Hang on.
And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew.
There's eight of us.
You might see the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Nice pull, Jackie.
Thank you.
That was good, Jackie.
Laura agrees with you.
Oh, yeah. I love that show.
Number two, Jackie.
Okay.
Sanford and Son,
I
right?
I love this song.
Elizabeth, I'm coming to see you.
It's a big one.
Hey, dummy, come over here.
I just love this song, you guys.
Oh, it's a good one.
You big dummy.
All right, and her third one, which I like.
This takes me back to my childhood.
Ready?
Yep. Yeah!
Wow.
Wait, Jackie.
It does swing. It's pretty good.
It's a good
Jackie,
one.
Three hits.
Who's next?
Skeeter, why don't we burn three of yours?
Okay.
Which order do you want them?
Oh, I don't care.
All right. I'll throw the one that none of you are going to know.
That's not true.
Oh,
everybody knows the young and the restless.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she had said last night she was going to pick this one, and then she said, I have watched that show daily since I was 16.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I remember hearing this when I was 4 years old.
This is probably the most famous soap theme song.
All right. Then number two. Everybody knows this.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Rembrandt.
No one told you life was gonna be this way.
We all did it.
And number three.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who went to the police academy.
Oh, yeah.
Now, she watched this religiously, and I didn't know girls did this. But which angel did you want to be?
I like Sabrina. She was smart, and that's the one that I like.
And that was Kate Jackson?
Yes.
Okay.
But I took them away from all that, and now they work for me. My name is Charlie.
All right. And then if we have time, we'll get your fourth one in, Skeeter. Danny, you're on the board.
I'm on the board. All right. Thanks for letting me know. Here. Mm-hmm.
All right. What, is this a shock to you?
Well, I don't know. It was me next. All right, here we go. Just because it's that time of year.
I love it.
NFL on Fox. I can't wait for week one.
We got football this Sunday.
All right, so that's...
That's a good one.
That's my number one. Here's my number two.
Is this Chips?
Chips.
Yeah. Wow. Danny loves Chips.
Nice pull, Danny.
I knew you'd like that, Mikey. And I got another sports one right here. I hope some of you guys know this.
CBS NBA basketball.
You got it, man.
Oh, yeah. My God.
1980s, the Lakers dominated. This was the best.
Yeah.
Best decade. Ronald Reagan was
the best. What is it? How's the song go? There's words.
No.
Magic Johnson is the greatest basketball player of all time.
Brent Musburger.
Yeah. Lakers gonna win.
That's the on CBS. There are words to the song. They used to have words to it. Can't remember.
Love it. All right. That was me.
I was expecting some Fresh Prince from Danny.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I am shocked, Danny.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Gina.
All right, this is my favorite of all time, a true classic. Go ahead.
Now the world.
Oh, yeah.
To the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you?
Classic.
May not be right for some. A man is born.
When a theme song was a theme song. Explain the whole story arc.
Nothing but some jeans, but they got different strokes to make.
But that was a crap show.
Oh, it was the worst, but I never missed an episode.
What you talking about, Mark?
Wait, the bridge is great.
Everybody finds a way to shine.
Here we go. They go into like 8-part harmony.
You'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Because it takes different strokes to move.
Yeah.
Love that.
My second favorite is a new show actually from this year, I believe. It's, you know how all the, you know, when people do man on the street interviews at the news and they make viral videos out of it? Mm-hmm. Well, that's what one of my favorite shows, The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, did.
Yeah.
This is the theme song.
Nice. So good.
I just love it too much.
The Thompsons need to sit down, the whole family, and watch that show
absolutely.
Together. You'll know why when you do it.
You will love it. Now, harken back to what Jackie said. This is my childhood in a nutshell.
What show is this?
Oh, you'll hear it in a second.
Silver Spoons?
Nope. Oh, please. Get your cares away. Worries for another day. Let the music play. Down
at
Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock.
Jim Henson at his finest.
All right. Mikey, you are on the board.
All right, I'll go 3-1, Danny. So three, the song is actually better than the TV show. Play it, Danny. You don't know yet, Andy? Oh, Hill Street Blues. No. Wait. No, 80s, early 80s. Greatest American Hero? There you go. Oh, my God.
Ooh, yeah.
Good show. Yeah. It was a good show.
He could never fly. He would run into billboards and buildings, yeah. And it was pretty funny.
What school choir didn't do this song?
And it was a hit.
Believe it or not, it's just me.
Nice. All right, go for two, everyone. This is just classic. Go for it.
Oh, yeah.
It's gotta be done. Sure.
Yeah. Everybody sure knows your name. World today takes everything you've got. Love this. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Probably the most recognizable TV thing.
So good. Glad you came. You wanna be where you and talk see. About opening credits you would never fast forward through.
Yeah.
You would always let that thing finish up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And number one, back to the whole growing up and family. This is my brother Randy. He watched this TV show and made me watch it, and I'm so happy he did because it's the greatest theme song, greatest TV show of all time.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller plays.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Mikey.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days, and you knew when you were there. Dance for girls and men, woman. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
As a kid, I could never figure out the line. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great.
Right.
I never knew what that word was.
Everybody pulled his weight.
Gee, our old LaSalle ran great.
Nice.
All right. I'm up. And so this, Andy, was my number two.
Oh.
But you scored it, so you're good. All right. Number three for me.
Did you ever try to think of just nothing?
Yeah. Nielsen. Pretty hard, isn't it?
Yeah. Something always keeps sneaking in.
Harry Nielsen wrote this thing.
Courtship of Eddie's father.
People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loved me till the end. People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a one-boy cuddly toy, my up, my down.
some reason, Nielsen loved using the phrase cuddly toy. Oh. He used it all the time. Hmm. All right. Number two, you got to go with it because it's me.
Oh, it had to be done.
I'm surprised Mark. This isn't your number one.
Mm-mm. Do you know the words? The fish in hole.
I have Andy singing it. All right. The number one to me, it is a made-for-TV movie in a theme song. It tells the whole story about what the show. Gina was mentioning that. Here's my number one.
Ballad of Jed Clampett.
One day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is. Black gold. Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is. Swimming pools, movie stars. The Beverly Hillbillies. Let's get Skeeter's fourth one in.
Wait, let me tell you why I picked this one. Mm-hmm. Because this song, this show reminds me of when my children were little and this is what we watched.
Oh, yeah!
This Full House.
Yep.
Whatever happened to predictability?
Andrew, I'm willing to bet you Silas would enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have the strength.
I got you.
Everywhere you look, everywhere there's a heart, a hand to hold on to. Everywhere you look, everywhere there's a face, somebody who needs you. Everywhere you look.
Love it.
All right, we pause for station identification. This is Mark in the Morning. Uh-oh. My encode just froze. So we'll
spanning
do this.
Spanning the globe to bring you... sorry. Trying to help.
Todd, why don't we start out with the NFL while I restart my system?
Okay, fine. NFL. You know, we talked about this yesterday. And Arian Foster, the running back for the Houston Texans, he's going to be out for a while. He's having groin surgery. Tomorrow he'll be out at least 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks.
Did you hear, Todd, what they said?
What?
That his groin, or the tendons or whatever, that pulled right off the bone.
Ugh. Yeah, and that was injured Monday in their first full day of workouts, contact
now,
workouts.
Now, Todd, if it's... This is not just a tear. This is off. Can he even play this year?
Well, that's just it. We'll find out the severity after they do the surgery. But right now, you know, there's certain lists they have to put him on. If you put him on some kind of injured list, you're out for at least 4 weeks or six or eight, the whole season. And right now they're looking at the earliest he would come back to practice week six, play week eight. That's your best case scenario right there.
I don't even see it happening. Yeah.
Tom Brady, his emails, of course, released, you know, as part of these transcriptions that were released as far, you know, publicly became known. And one, he compared himself to Peyton Manning, and he told a friend, quote, "I've got another 7 or 8 years. He has two. That's the final chapter. Game on." Interesting, because Brady is 38 and Peyton's 39, yet he figures he's got 7 or 8 years to go. He thinks he'll be playing until he's 45.
I think he's high.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. 45 years old as a quarterback. I don't know. We'll see. But maybe he's a young 38 and Peyton's an old 39 is what is basically what he's saying. Hey, you know, you were talking about your sleeper teams last year. I just thought about my sleeper team this year. The Bears. Okay.
Really?
New coach, John Fox, and they say at Bears practice that Jay Cutler is actually having a good camp. Their quarterback, he's being cordial with the media. He's joking around. He's got command of the offense. And I'm just thinking to myself, you know something? Maybe they're going to be the surprise team.
So they're
going
to have to find some way to replace Marshall as a receiver. And Alshon Jeffrey's great, but we'll see.
And that division is one of the toughest in the NFL.
It is. Frank Gore, now running back with the Indianapolis Colts. Of course, he was with the 49ers for many years. He says, quote, Andrew Luck makes me feel young again.
That's
good.
Cool.
And he goes, it's not a knock against Kaepernick. He goes, but coming in with Luck, he goes, his grasp of the game, he goes, he's been reinvigorated. And Mark, you know this, the Carolina Panthers, 27th in the league in the red zone offense last year. So yesterday they practiced the red zone offense several times, and they just kept coming up 0 for 2. They couldn't get in. And they said Cam Newton had trouble completing passes in the red zone yesterday in practice. So
Was a frustration for me because we were brilliant at driving the field. And then we would get beyond the 20 and field goal. It's very, very frustrating.
That's it. And one final football.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard. Rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome, John.
Thank you very much. I'm crying. How can I get through with my baseball report now? Okay, and I do have one final football thing I'm going to add into, okay? Because you're going to love it. Angels 4-3 winners over the Indians last night, a 3-run ninth inning for the Angels, and they need good things happening to them right now. And the Dodgers 4-3 winners over the Phillies, Yasiel Puig, a 3-run homer in the first inning, then they hung on to win the game. And if the season ended today, what teams would be in the playoffs? Well, in the American League, your division winners are the Yankees, the Royals, and the Astros. The wild card teams would be Toronto and the Angels. In the National League, it would be the Mets, the Cardinals, and the Dodgers. Wild card teams, Giants and Pirates. And one final note, it's a college football note, okay? There you go, baby. It's not the War Eagle. It's not the guys on the plane. It's not Auburn. It's the college football season kicks off 4 weeks from tonight, North Carolina against South Carolina at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. And that's nice. It in sports for right now. Hey, by the way, you know, sports is brought to you by Frontier Toyota, which I just realized is right down the street from the new Dunkin' Donuts in Santa Clarita.
And there's a great... And Party Time Liquors.
And Party Time Liquors, if you can get in the parking lot, because sometimes there's a big garbage truck there. So,
Todd is going to keep his chair. When we come back from business, we're going to share Todd's three favorite TV themes. And I think some listeners have called with theirs. So stay where you are. We'll do business and get back. This is Mark in the Morning. Welcome back in. Todd has remained in his chair. What's your tea time, Todd?
Tea time is 1 hour and 15 minutes from right now.
All right, so here are Todd's favorite three television themes. I'll just start with the first one you gave me and move on down. Here's number three. Get Smart.
Love the opening with the doors closing. Yeah. Everything too, you know.
Here's his number two. Get this.
It's a beautiful day. Special day for a neighbor.
He always made me feel so good.
Aww. Could you be mine?
I bought a cardigan sweater.
It's a neighborly day.
And make believe.
Day for beauty. Would you be mine?
When Matthew was
unassailable.
Matthew lived for Mr. Rogers, and every morning at 10 or 5 till, Matthew would come downstairs in his suit and tie.
What?
And then when Mr. Rogers did it, Matt would take off his tie and his coat and put on his sweater.
That is not true.
That's awesome.
That can't be true.
Every single day.
This is when he was 19.
You've made me cry twice today, Mark.
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life.
And here's Todd's number one.
Make room for Daddy.
No, Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, right,
Make Room for Daddy was a good one, too. Remember, it was Danny Boy.
Yes, you know,
for Danny Thomas. It was just the song Danny Boy.
Was this your favorite show and your favorite theme song?
I love the show, too. Oh, I love the show. I love it.
Let me ask you this. When you heard the opening to this, in your mind, did you see Dick Van Dyke walking around the ottoman?
Yes. Or doing the fall.
Oh, no, falling over.
Or zipping around. You never knew.
All right, let's get one listener call. Scott from Encino. Scott, what is your favorite?
Hey, Mark, man, loving the show. Great to have you back in L.A.
Thank you, brother.
The favorite theme song is Barney Miller. Not a great show, but I think the song is great.
It's great. Good bass line.
Yeah.
It is a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, Scott, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
See you. Talk to you soon. As we said, Todd, enjoy the golf game, and thanks for sticking around for the themes.
See you tomorrow.
It is Fresh Breath Day. We're going to be speaking with Dr. Harold Katz momentarily, and Paul Stanley we speak to at 10 minutes to the hour.
All right, people, get ready. Right
now, here's Eddie Money. Baby, hold on. This is Mark in the Morning. What is the best baseball park in the country? Baseball Digest attacked that topic, and they have decided number one is PNC Park, home of the Pittsburgh Pirates, as the best ballpark in America.
Mm.
Coming in after that, Chicago's Wrigley Field, runner-up followed by Boston's Fenway Park,
of course,
and San Francisco's AT&T Park. The worst? Tampa's Tropicana Field, the Oakland Coliseum, Atlanta's Turner Field, and Chase Field in Phoenix received the lowest scores. The Braves, you can actually see the seams where the fake grass goes. I don't know why they don't. It's not like they don't make money. Fix it. Put in some real grass. What's going on with you people?
Good for Pittsburgh. That's a really nice honor. Now, all you need to do to enjoy that park is go to Pittsburgh.
No, thank you. Here's something you may want to think about. Adopt a bomb-sniffing dog. How about one trained to sniff out explosives as your next pet? The TSA's canine adoption program allows you to adopt a dog that has been retired from its airport security duties or one that didn't quite make the cut in the training.
That's a good idea. You could train them to find all kinds of things. Can't find your keys, can't find your phone. That's a good idea.
The best superhero movies of all time. I'm going to run them down quick. Number 10, X-Men. Number 9, Spider-Man. 8, Spider-Man 2. 7, X-Men 2. 6, The Dark Knight Rises. 5, X-Men First Class. Number 4, The Avengers. Number 3, the very first Iron Man. Number 2, Batman Begins. That was the first one with Christian Bale. And number 1, I believe this is the one with Heath Ledger, The Dark Knight.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys saw that, right?
His performance.
These are by opinion or by box office?
I threw it away.
He doesn't remember and he threw it out.
Wait. Let's see. It doesn't say.
Oh, huh.
Just
Ranker,
best.
Ranker.com.
Ranker.
That Ranker. The Dark Knight, I'm not a big superhero movie at all, and I went with a bunch of people to see it opening night, full theater. That movie stuck with me for days. I couldn't stop thinking about it. It was so disturbing and entertaining.
He was Heath Ledger's Joker was the most organically messed up character villain I've ever seen in a movie like that. You can just kind of see why he turned out. Do.
And you didn't disappoint. You let 5 people die. Then you let Dent take your place. Even to a guy like me, that's cold.
Where's Dent?
Those mob fools want you gone so they can get back to the way things were. But I know the truth. There's no going back. You've changed things. Forever.
Then why do you want to kill me?
I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you? Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No, no, no. No, you. You complete me.
You know what? Honestly, his performance, he won the Academy Award for it, rightfully so. It is worth being revisited anytime, yeah. anywhere. He is stellar.
He quotes Jerry Maguire. Yeah.
And now we all know that if anyone ever says, hey, you want me to show you how a pencil disappears, run.
Yeah. Oh, and then when he does it, he slams the guy's head and he goes, ta-da! So good! All right, business and back. We're going to be speaking with Dr. Harold Katz?
Yes.
Yes, right. Harold Katz.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to call Paul Stanley Harold Katz and Harold Katz Paul Stanley. We'll see how that
that'll
goes.
That'll go over.
Slice off some business and get back. This is Mark in the Morning.
My baby does the hanky pain.
So, this is pretty funny if you hadn't heard it.
This weekend, it's the most exciting and thrilling sporting event of the year.
Back over to 8.
Well, I'm surprised they've done this on every single hole, that they wouldn't just slow the walking down for a while, have a drink of water on the tee, and just meander up the fairway.
Live from Augusta, Georgia, it's the Masters!
I watched him putt just left-hand. He can hold it just with his left hand and make it.
All the nail-biting edge-of-your-seat action will be in your face!
A golf course in Norway has many of your typical hazards and some that you might not expect to find. Members of the Stavanger Golf Club have been occasionally finding human crap in some of the golf holes. Apparently, a serial golf course crapper has been dropping double bogeys on the course for 10 years, and he still hasn't been caught. The only clue he leaves behind, other than the obvious mess, is used toilet paper. Greenskeeper Kenneth Tenigen believes that the guy has his favorite holes and says it's got to be a guy because the crap is too massive to be from a woman.
Wow.
A double bogey.
Double bogey
is
good.
Funniest thing ever.
And do you know what this makes this guy?
What?
A poopetrator. Here's what's trending, Miss Grad.
Well, speaking of which, as Sal mentioned earlier in the show, Keith Richards remains unimpressed by Rolling Stone naming Sgt. Pepper the greatest album of all time. In fact, he referred to it as a mishmash of rubbish. I thought you were going to hit it again.
What was it going to?
Hit it again.
Mishmash of rubbish.
Sony has announced the release dates of 16 90s throwback films, including Ghostbusters, Jumanji, and Bad Boys 3 and 4. I just really want the fart noise. And singer Ed Sheeran is releasing a new single for free today at 5. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, we speak to Paul Stanley. But first, running down a dream, this is Mark in the Morning.
Thank you, Tom. He's running down a dream, and we're running down fresh breath. Today is National Fresh Breath Day.
And that's a segue, kids.
On the phone, we have who is known as the bad breath guru, Dr. Harold Katz. Good morning, Dr. Katz.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hi.
Really good. So let's do, because nobody wants to have bad breath. What are the things that we must do to improve our breath?
Well, number one, you have to keep your mouth as moist as possible. A dry mouth is one of the leading causes of bad breath. And dry mouth can be caused by drinking too much alcohol, too many medications. It could be a natural phenomenon as you get older. Saliva plays a lot of good functions. It keeps your mouth moist. You're able to speak properly. It stops tooth decay, gum disease. But it also keeps your breath fresh. It's sort of like when you're around babies and they smell really good, they got plenty of saliva. Saliva has oxygen in it. That's the natural enemy of the sulfur-producing bacteria that cause bad breath.
We've been reading facts about keeping your breath fresh, and it talks about two things that really stick to mind. Flossing daily, twice actually, twice daily, and brushing your tongue.
Yeah, very important. The tongue is where the bacteria live. Your tongue is more or less like those shag carpets from the 70s, except mine's not avocado green. The bugs, because they are anaerobic, which means they can't live in the presence of oxygen, they hide in between the fibers that make up your tongue. So it's real important to keep your tongue clean. Now, I understand you're having Paul Stanley on this morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so millions of people have seen his tongue and the tongues of Kiss. One way to diagnose bad breath is by looking at your tongue. If you stick your tongue out in front of a well-lit mirror, if it's pink and shiny, that's good. That means the bacteria are in check and things are functioning properly. But if your tongue has a white or yellowish coating on it, like Miley Cyrus usually has, what that means is you're overproducing the sulfur compounds. It could be from smoking. It could be from who knows what. But that's a sign your breath probably is very rank.
Mm. Now, you're the developer of the TheraBreath line of premium oral care products. What exactly is that?
Well, about 20 years ago, my own daughter had a problem with her bad breath. She was a teenager, and having bad breath from a teenager is a terrible thing. So we developed a formula which has oxygen compounds in it. Oxygen, again, is a natural enemy of these bacteria. It literally puts a straitjacket around them. It's a mouthwash, a toothpaste, breath mint spray. It's available at Walgreens, Walmart, Target. In fact, what we're doing this week, today, because it's National Fresh Breath Day, we're actually giving out free samples. So if your listeners want some free stuff to get rid of bad breath, they can call my office. It's 800-557-6960, 800-557-6960, and I'll even include my book. It's called The Bad Breath Bible. It does come in Old and New Testament. We don't want to offend anybody. So we'll include the book. And the book has page after page of medications which can lead to bad breath. Ooh. People are unaware of that fact, but high blood pressure medicine, antihistamines, antidepressants all make the mouth dry and lead to bad breath.
I'm dubious that it literally puts a straitjacket on the little.
Well, the straitjackets are extremely tiny. They're made in Sri Lanka by midgets.
Dr. Katz, have a wonderful Fresh Breath Day.
You too. And you guys smell great.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
We're going to slice off some
business.
Pretty
quick on his part.
I like this.
Yeah, he did well. We have to have him again. Paul Stanley is in about 10 minutes, so stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning. And now we're going to jump into some Mike TV.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, so this is kind of breaking right now. They've just released Chris Farley. What are you doing there, Andy?
I'm sorry. Andy was supposed to go to Mike TV, and he didn't, and I'm shooting him the bird.
Nice. Chris Farley was supposed to be Shrek, and unfortunately he passed away in 97, and they actually they said he did 90% of the movie, the dialogue, with Eddie Murphy and the rest of the cast, and they've just released a little snippet of it, and it's a different take on Shrek, different than Mike Myers playing it.
Why are you answering the question with a question?
Why are you asking questions I don't want to answer?
Why are you blocking?
I'm not blocking.
Then why do you have problems expressing your wants?
I don't. I want you to shut up. See? No problem.
You're just displacing your anger.
Believe me, it's properly placed.
You're really mad at whoever did this to you.
No one did anything to me.
Yes, yes, yes. Someone hurt you so bad. Someone hurt you many years ago.
Leave my parents out of this.
Breakthrough. Let's go with that. Let's explore family origin. Were you hugged as a child, Shrek?
All right, all right. I want a home. And someone to share it with. Okay?
Yes, Shrek. It's okay.
And Farquaad said he'd give me my own swamp in exchange for the princess.
You really think you can trust that Weasley oil rag, don't you?
Yeah, right. But now I'm going to have what he wants.
Boy, has he underestimated you.
Yeah, he can join the club. People see me and they go, "Bah! Help! A big, stupid, stinky, smelly, ugly ogre! I'm so scared!"
So it's an angrier, sadder but angrier Shrek, I think.
And I'm assuming they were sitting by a fire because there was a fire going there.
They were.
And much
either
less
that or
Scottish.
We're burning down.
Yes, and no Scottish at all. And there you go. There's your Mike TV.
Sit, Boo Boo, sit. Good dog.
On the other side of AC/DC, we speak with Paul Stanley. He's got a special deal he's going to be talking about. Stay with us. But right now, Dirty Deeds. They're done dirt cheap. Well, we're going to welcome in Paul Stanley of KISS because Paul's got a very cool thing coming up at the Roxy. Good morning, Paul.
Morning. Great to speak to you.
Thank you. Now, you've got your first ever show with your coalition, Soul Station. This is going to be at the Roxy on September the 11th. And I love what you said. You're basically taking today's leading musicians and you're going to pay tribute to the great soul music of when you grew up, the songs that you were enjoying. What kind of songs are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about the Spinners, the Stylistics, the Temptations, the Dramatics, Smokey and the Miracles. Look, before I ever saw Led Zeppelin, I saw Otis Redding. I saw the Temptations. Mm. So that's the backbone of what I do. I just, you know, I'm not a one-trick pony where all I listen to was one kind of music. And the problem nowadays is that we've been spoon-fed canned music and fake vocals in place of live music. That's what we get a lot of times when we go to see bands. And I figured, whatever happened to all these great artists, and the standard was so much higher, and those songs were so great, I said, let's just get together with a bunch of really top creme de la creme musicians, people who played with everybody from Smokey and the Miracles to Natalie Cole to J-Lo, you know, and on and on. And let's play those songs the way they're meant to be played. So, I mean, let me tell you, we play those songs reverently and as close to the original as anybody ever could. I mean, it sounds glorious.
You know, Paul, we do the thing, you're going to go live the rest of your life on a deserted island. What music would you take? And I've always said that I would take the rhythm and blues ballads of the 70s and the 60s. Because that, like, this stuff, this is perfection right here.
Oh, we do that.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
We do Just My Imagination, and I defy anybody to hear it and say it doesn't sound like it's supposed to. So, you know, I mean, those songs, Holland Dozier Holland, who wrote for Motown, Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff, who wrote the Philly Soul stuff for the Stylistics and for the Spinners, that music is brilliant. And to miss it nowadays and instead have some computerized crap, I'm sorry, you know.
Amen.
Come to the Roxy and hear music the way it's supposed to sound. And we all have a great time. We've done this before at a couple of private events, and it's just knocked it out of the park.
Now, Paul, the Roxy is not a big room. I can't believe it's not already sold out.
Well, what's really cool, I think, is that I'm going out and making sure everybody knows what they're going to get, so that if you come expecting to hear Love Gun, and if you come thinking I'm going to be playing my guitar, I'm not even playing guitar. So if this isn't for you, then I understand, and you shouldn't be there. We're way, way, way close to sold out already. But the point was more, I want an audience that loves this music and wants to hear it and understands that this, you know, look, if Dave Grohl announced he was going to do a night of opera at the Roxy, I wouldn't expect, you know, everybody to be flocking to it. So I totally understand, and I'm doing this purposely to make sure that the people who are there are people who want to hear this music.
Paul, let's talk a little bit about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, because I, for one, was disappointed that you guys didn't play. And I never kind of understood why. Could you help me understand that?
Sure, sure. Look, the past is glorious, and everything we do is built upon the beginnings of the band. Unfortunately, when we spoke with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think the tone that they used with us when it was suggested by us, let's play with the current lineup of the band, which is the band that tours the world and knows these songs inside out. And then let's bring out Peter and Ace and say, you know, ladies and gentlemen, here are the two original members. And all of us play. We said we would bring our whole stage show. And they said something like, this is not a topic for discussion. I went, wait a minute. What? The tail doesn't wag the dog here. I've been doing this for 40 years. So the idea of going out solely with just the original members for nostalgia's sake, when I'm not really sure what the public would get or what we'd get. I've been doing this for 40 years, and I'm not going to jeopardize what I've done for you know, for the sake of somebody seeing something that perhaps they'd be better off not seeing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to gamble. I've been working my tail off and enjoying it for 40 years. So to not be given the consideration that I thought we deserved, I thought it was much better that we just go up and thank the committee, who at that point really didn't want us there anyway. It was a very, very strange situation where we were unwanted guests. Look, when you get into a party and get invited to a party after 14 years, you clearly weren't on the top of the list.
You know, it's really
what it came down to.
Well, and also I think that you and I can share the idea that one of the greatest live bands in history couldn't play at the induction of the Hall of Fame. It was disappointing for, I think, everybody involved, and I get what you're saying.
Well, I wanted to celebrate the band. I wanted to celebrate the history of this band, where we are today and where we started. Look, there's a lot of politics that have been involved in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They virtually said to the Grateful Dead, you tell us who you want to have inducted. And they inducted, I think, 14 members, including a songwriter.
Wow.
And with us, they said, we're inducting you guys, and this isn't a discussion. And it was like, well, wait. Again, it was, wait a minute. We've been doing this a long time, and we deserve a little bit more consideration. So,
well, the Grateful Dead, six of those were drummers. Paul,
and they didn't even know it. No, just kidding.
Paul, can I ask you, you know, your stage patois has become the stuff of legend. And I'm talking most specifically about the use of the word people. I know it's early in the morning, but is it too much to ask? And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but if you were to say something like, hey, Mark, in the morning, you pulled the trigger on my love gun, people, in your inimitable style, it would make my day.
Hey, people, Mark in the morning pulls the trigger of my love gun.
Yes! Ladies and gentlemen.
Well done. And Mr. Stanley, I got to tell you, as a true...
Is my dad on the phone too?
No. I can't believe we are talking to you, the icon. I major Kiss Army, been to a dozen Kiss concerts in my life. And it's an honor to have you on with us, so thank you.
Well, thank you. I have to tell you, I'm actually outside of a hotel talking to you. And I tried to keep that down so I didn't, like, set off the fire alarm.
Well, Paul, listen, you know, you and Gene have been on my radio. I used to do the Mark and Brian program, and now I'm doing this, so I've known you guys.
Let me tell you, you have been missed in the greatest ways, and nothing makes me happier than having you back.
Well, you're very kind to say that, and I'm having the time of my life with these guys. So,
enough about me. You know, truly, you know, you are an institution. Maybe you should be in an institution, but you are an institution. And to not have you in the morning was just a big drag. So, welcome back.
Those are great words, Paul. You make me feel fantastic. Thank you for that. And I do the show most of the time from North Carolina. If I am in town on September the 11th, I am going to be, this sounds fantastic, Paul and some of the best musicians working are going to honor the soul music of the 60s and 70s. This thing is going to smoke. So
it's going to be amazing. And look, you know, it will be packed to the rafters, but that's what I want. I want a small environment where everybody there is a true believer, and we are just going to have the night of our lives.
All right, so listen, if you're serious about going, you need to go to Roxy.com now, because the tickets are going to go. They may be already done, so don't say I'll do it later. Do it now and go and enjoy what I think is going to be a great night on the Sunset Strip. Paul, I want to see you in the room at some point, and let us sit down and have some good chatter, some good conversation.
Absolutely. It'll be my pleasure.
The very best to you. Talk to you soon, Paul.
Thank you.
We will pause for station identification. This is Mark in the Morning. We're finished. We have nothing left to say worth hearing. We will leave you in the capable hands of Uncle Joe and the 10 at 10.
Let me tell you, today we're featuring the year Space Mountain opened. Saturday Night Fever came out, which explains why Mark still dresses that way. And Star Wars, 1977 is the year. 10 at 10 happening here on The Sound.
Nice. Tomorrow, we're going to speak with Kermit the Frog.
Ooh.
What?
And I have broken down. Andrew requested it. To my better judgment, we are going to have a frenzy with Paul Simon.
Yes! Oh, it's going to be good.
Wait, I've been getting good, ready
good,
all
good,
week.
Good, 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 good.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio. And you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.